Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we knew this was going on with Benghazi, but Kurt Nemo's written an article about it. Al-Qaeda in Syria gets man pads. For those who don't know, that's the latest generation of surface-to-air anti-aircraft missile Stingers. And we have the video. Obama administration floated the PR campaign for weapons that were sent to them years ago. And the word is that they leaked to them as well. These are the newer ones at Benghazi. And we're going to tie Benghazi into this. That is a big deal. That's coming up. But let's go to the calls that have been holding a while. Opening the phones up, I'd like to hear from you out there. What is your line in the sand? What does your gut tell you is going to happen with the Bundys? Do you agree with me this is a really watershed event? And it's important which way it goes, obviously. 800-259-9231. First-time callers. Mike in Wyoming, you were finishing up your points.
Yes. Still there, Alex?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Okay. I was suggesting that the Bundys, since obviously Reed and that the gang are not going to let this drop, in fact, it's now become imperative for them to make a symbol out of Bundy. Bundy should take the offensive here, file charges, swear out charges against these thugs for assault with weapons. I mean, there is no reason for them to have their weapons drawn and pointed at the demonstrators there. Number two, these people ran around, some of them, with police on their jackets. That's impersonating police. These feds, no matter how much authority they claim to have, they are not police. The federal government does not have municipal police powers, period. And that, again, is something that the sheriff should address. If he doesn't, if I were Bundy, I would try to get in front of a grand jury and make my points there. And if nothing else, you can pursue a civil action with a Bivens action against these federal agents for the damages that they did for the terrorism that they committed. So Bundy should launch an offensive here and not wait for them to make the next move.
Well, I agree with that. He should start some different court cases at the state level as well, just to point out morally that the feds are out of control. People say, well, the federal courts supersede the state only because they say so, only because they've created this idea. But look at the movement already now giving moral support to the state legislators to take the ill-gotten federal land and to move forward with the states' rights movement in the West, which is outrageously popular with we the people. Now is the time to start putting our foot down on every front and get on the offense so they start backing off.
Federal courts, Alex, are courts of limited jurisdiction. They are Article IV courts created by Congress, and they have jurisdiction over federal enclaves.
They only have it over federal enclaves, the military, and the borders, and interstate commerce, and they won't even operate over the things they're supposed to. It's funny. The Federal Reserve controls the currency when the Congress is supposed to. They don't control the border, even though they're supposed to. They're putting all that into UN rulings now. They're transferring the federal power to UNESCO and the UN. They are engaged in the criminal takeover of this country and the transference to groups that are outside of this country.
Also have authority if you give it to them. If you show up in their courts, go past the bar, you've given them jurisdiction, or if you petition them with your own action, you've given them authority. Otherwise, all these things should be dealt with in state courts.
Well, it's a complex issue. You know, I've seen federal courts, it just took a long time, rule in favor of Nevada ranchers, saying the BLM's criminal.
That's not to say they're not, you know, they can be fair, but you just as soon stay out of it if you can.
Well, it's a very complex issue, but overall I agree with you. Thank you so much, Mike. We're going to come back and we're going to go to everybody that's patiently holding, Daniel and Darren and Alvin, Mill, many others. Stay with us.
What do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the depth of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
So we have Ethan right there.
Disney?
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
We're going right back to your phone calls. I'm asking, what is your line in the sand? We're either going to have it towards the end of the broadcast today or on the nightly news tonight. Jakari Jackson's put together a 1 year later. The Boston bombing, looking at that false flag and everything that happened there. We don't air it today. I'll air it tomorrow. I need to get into the reports that we've got here. Clinton files on media enemies have been released. Learn what Hillary meant by vast right-wing conspiracy. They were scared of the Internet, period, of WorldNet Daily and Matt Drudge. And that was when that was all just starting, that, oh, my gosh, we don't want them to have a voice. They want everybody silenced so it looks like they're in control. These people are not impossible to beat. In fact, they're quite easy to beat if we just stand up against them. Speaking of dangerous, remember when the terrorists were Al-Qaeda and that we were pointing out, hey, you know, the CIA and other governments, the Saudi Arabians especially, are funding Al-Qaeda and protecting them and using them as a secret army to overthrow the Serb areas in Kosovo, to attack the Russians, to attack areas in Europe. And these are real jihadis, real terrorists. It's just that they're funded and protected three layers up by the West. Oh, Alex, how dare you say Dick Cheney had the plunger on 9/11 like Wile E. Coyote? No, that's not what I said. They're criminal, radical Muslim networks that are being protected in jihad centers here in the U.S. I'm even going to send some of our reporters to one very soon that's in local news but not national news, where they actually have training camps and they're left alone because they need that as a reason to take over. Boston bombing. The older brother was on the CIA payroll. That came out in even British news. The Russians blew his cover and said, does this guy work for you? Why is he allowed to fly with a fake passport and a fake name? He was sheep-dipped, folks. He had a fake name. Did you hear that? Funded by the State Department through Georgetown University to go over there. And then, oh, we got to get rid of him. The younger brother said he's not guilty. And they're keeping that trial secret under national security because he's in there saying he didn't do it and he was set up. Shut up, you traitor. We all know the government didn't do anything wrong. Now, here's the headline, Infowars.com. Al-Qaeda in Syria gets anti-aircraft missiles, or man pads. Obama admin floats PR campaign for weapons sent years ago. And they're announcing why they did it. And it's actual Saudi Arabian, real Wahhabi Al-Qaeda. Let's play some of that video, then I'm going to go back to your calls. Video and audio, here it is. Modern Stingers. Unbelievable.
Allahu Akbar. Rukatta saqwat khasa. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Rukatta saqwat khasa. Allahu Akbar.
And there's videos of tow missiles, anti-tank missiles, and these guys shooting aircraft down. I mean, those are high-powered missiles. That thing must have gone 5,000 feet. The globalists want our guns. And they want to call Bundy a terrorist. But these guys they're giving weapons to. And they're saying if we don't overthrow Assad, Al-Qaeda will nuke the West Coast, the East Coast. All right, that's enough. Please turn it off. I mean, it's so elementary what's going on. And I don't think the average police officer or average FBI agent or average person, even the CIA, wants to be any part of this. Everyone has to remove their consent from this fraud. And this, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. This is being used to overthrow our culture and bring a police state. All right, let's go to Daniel in Tennessee, listening on WBCR 1470 AM. I guess one of six affiliates we've got in Tennessee. We've got a lot of stations in Tennessee for this show. I'm going to go to Daryl or Darren and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Daniel.
Thank you, Alex. First time caller in 10 years I've been trying. As a colleague, I'll ask you for only 120 seconds. I can say what I can get on there.
Go ahead, brother.
First of all, the line has been drawn by the feds back when they kicked the church door in Idaho, back when they shot and killed some of the Minutemen in Montana, back at Ruby Ridge, back at Waco. They're the ones that drew the line in the sand and dared the American public to even think about crossing that line. The line has been drawn by them, and so many people have been cowered until we hear somebody like Mr. Bundy come up and stand against them and the Patriots with the militia, the well-armed militia. One more thing you need to know. I know for a fact that Harry Greed is a Mormon, and one of the 13 articles of faith are, do you believe, we believe, in being honest with our fellow man in all our dealings at every time, all the time. And he is a Mormon. That's a fact. I know that. I have contacts in Las Vegas right now. So here is Harry Greed kind of hiding in the closet for what he supposedly, allegedly believes in. and to tell Mr. Bundy, please, that all of the stakes and the wards back here in the East are praying for him and his family. And lastly, Alex, I pray that they don't try to make a martyr out of you. That's worried us for years.
Well, I appreciate your prayers, but all I'm doing is the best I can. And clearly, Mr. Bundy and his family and everybody are very good people. You can just see that. And it really upsets the system. And if they do decide to kill him or start the Civil War, it's the wrong poster child for the globalist. I mean, this is really not what they want. But if they don't crush him or demonize him, other people are going to stand up. And so they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. What does your gut tell you? Or you'd say as a Christian, your spirit, what does your gut tell you is going to happen at the end of the day here? I don't think we can tell because we have to make the decision on what we're going to do. I think that governs the future.
Before you drop my call, I'd like to tell you, we carry your program 3 times in 24 hours here to educate the public on Truth Radio. We do that because we believe in what you're doing, Alex, and other talk show hosts. And my gut feeling is, before it's over, the feds are going to do exactly what they did in Montana, Ruby Ridge, Waco, and the church in Idaho. No matter what it takes, they're out to win because they're desperate. They're sorely afraid of a well-armed militia under constitutional rights. Thank you.
Very well said, sir. You're absolutely right. New article by Steve Watson just went up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Princeton researchers conclude U.S. political system has been almost completely usurped. They go on to say the U.S. is basically a police state run by special interest. Very important article by a prestigious university. And then meanwhile, we played this last hour. I'm not going to play it again because of time constraints. I want to go to calls. Where he says, hey, we got to keep you safe, so we're going to grope you. And the NSA is going to spy on you without warrants. You can't say it's unconstitutional. They're giving modern Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda, real Al-Qaeda. Who even the European Interpol says that they think is going to start shooting airplanes down with it. And when they start shooting down airplanes in the U.S. and Europe with these, I'm going to come on air and say, hey, we gave it to them, and I will be called a traitor by MSNBC. You watch when it happens. I think it's going to happen. They will say, Alex Jones says the government did it. He isn't sad that 227 people died when this such and such 747 got shot down flying out of Dallas or flying out of New York. It won't be that Alex predicted this and Alex was right and we shouldn't have given missiles to Al-Qaeda. It'll be, how dare him not care about the dead women and children. Let's go to the father whose 12-year-old son was on the plane. What do you think of Alex Jones not caring about your dead son, Billy? Well, I hate Alex Jones. I mean, these people make me sick. And they've done this before when we expose their false flags. Alex Jones doesn't care about the people that died. He thinks the firemen blew up the World Trade Center because he says the government was involved in it. I said criminal elements were involved, ordering a stand down, and then we had police say, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7 on CNN. And then I interviewed the deputy head of emergency management, and 2 weeks later, he was dead. The family wouldn't talk to us. They moved out suddenly. We talked to the neighbors. I believe he didn't die. I was put in a witness protection program. Because when Barry Jennings came on this show, the video's online, when he came on the show and said, no, they said they were going to blow up Building 7, he was the number two in New York City in the building. And boy, when he did that, they didn't know what to do. So he was dead 2 weeks later. Maybe they killed him. I don't know. But we went to their house, gone. Neighbors said, man, they had a moving truck out here. They were gone. I don't know, folks. I'm in over my head. So is the whole world. And I'll tell the establishment something, too. You are in over your head as well. You are in over your head. Man can't run this system. The globalists aren't going to get away. I mean, do you guys really think you're going to win a civil war? You know what? Harry Reid doesn't care if a bunch of cops and military get killed in a civil war. I do. I'm sick of them winning. I'm sick of knowing their trick and watching them play us off against each other. I literally have nightmares about this. You've heard me talk about this on and on. Even if you're able to beat the American people and bring in the system, I guarantee you a lot of feds are going to die. I know they got you all geared up and paramilitary and you're ready for a fight and you think it's manly and all this. Those are manly instincts misplaced. You should have the cultural and spiritual honor to realize you work for a foreign banking cartel that hijacked the country. That's what Princeton says.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silver Water even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com. That's colloidalresearch.com.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug-out bag?
CanteenShop.com.
Want to be able to start a fire in any weather?
CanteenShop.com.
Need a well-built, handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality, hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing?
What's missing from your kit?
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We're taking your phone calls right now. I do have some breaking news up at Infowars.com. Incredible stories. Woman plans abortion for chance to win TV role. Misplaced priorities are commonplace in ancient civilizations before they collapsed. I want to get into that. U.S. intelligence chief bars unauthorized contacts with reporters on all intel-related matters. So the system circling the wagons to keep the press from learning of their criminal activities. What I just mentioned, Princeton researchers conclude U.S. political system has been almost completely usurped. That's all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I've got more than that coming up after we take more of your calls. Let's talk to Darren in Florida. Thanks for holding her on the air, Darren.
Hey, Alex. First off, you know, I just can't tell you how important enough it is over here. We don't get your station on radio anywhere. So I go on YouTube to watch the previous day's broadcast, and I can't tell you how important it is to us over here to have that. We would never have known about the missiles being taken from Dyess and brought over to South Carolina. We would never have known the truth about this Bundy thing if it wasn't for you and David Knight being brave, Kit Daniels doing that great research and timely research. So, you know, I know you get tired of hearing it, but it's really important.
Well, no, but I mean, it is a team effort, and then it was Drudge. We broke it nationally off local news. Then Drudge picked it up. So then Fox picked it up. Then MSNBC and CNN picked it up to attack it. And then it became an international, you know, top story. In fact, for that weekend, it was the number one story, according to all the sites that track internet traffic. It was the number one story in the world. And now it's spurring land rights moves in the West. Now it's spurring a larger discussion about the feds pointing guns at people and police dogs and snipers. And it's time for the people to push back. We've been groveling and going along with them, and it hasn't worked. I don't want violence, but at the same time, are we supposed to just literally slit our throats for the feds? What are we supposed to do?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, we the people have a duty to become active patriots, which I've done. I'm a retired firefighter. I've always been a type A, hands-on guy, and I've done it. And my line in the sand was crossed about a couple of years ago from a series of events, some personal and some collective. But talking about Bundy real quick, you brought it up today. You mentioned it to with Mr. Bundy on the line. Yeah, that Wayne Hage incident happened 10 years ago up in Nye County, Nevada. And, yes, he did win. Actually, the son ended up living through it. The man died. His first wife died. And then the rancher, Hage, married a former congresswoman from Idaho, I believe, and she mysteriously died in a car accident all the time that this was going on. And they
well, by the way, I mean, they've stolen half the land in the country or more. It's worth hundreds of trillions. It is signed in the executive orders on as collateral. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're there to protect what they've stolen. They're like bank robbers sitting on a pile of gold. And that's why they go after anybody that doesn't let them rape them. And look, the federal judge found last year in Nevada the same BLM is in a, quote, criminal conspiracy to bankrupt every rancher. It came out in the documents. Last Thursday, I had the editor of the New American on, and he was quoting the ruling where they said in the documents, we want to bankrupt people. They're with a bunch of paramilitary driving around, beating people up, shaking people down, bugging their eyes out. It's a foreign army, period. This is not the law. This is a group of mercenaries.
Right. That Hage son has continued to fight, and he prevailed. He won $4 million against the government, which they've yet to pay. Just like me in Florida, they took my orange trees down south, and we won, and they failed to pay me, which I got a notice in the mail years ago that we're going to pay you. Never saw a penny of it. Same thing with the son. But Tony DeMeo, he was the sheriff in Nye County, and he's got a YouTube interview. He's a constitutional sheriff. I'm wondering if it's possible if you guys could contact Sheriff DeMeo, Tony DeMeo, or Wayne Hage Jr. Well, it might not be Wayne Hage Jr., it's the son. Because he did prevail, and one of the things the BLM, they found out in that case that you're talking about where he prevailed, one of the things the BLM did was they said that his fences weren't in order, and they wrote him up for it and fined him. And he researched it. One of the staples was missing on one of the fence posts, and I did, so I worked for a rancher down in South Florida. I mean, my God, you got fences, you know, one of your staples is going to pop out.
They've written their own bureaucratic code where it's impossible. They ran 52 families out. There was one guy left, and they couldn't run him out. And ladies and gentlemen, beef prices is the highest they've ever been. Ranchers are shutting down everywhere. You're going to pay for the shutdown of America. You're going to pay for the deadbeat Bundy who works his butt off. But it doesn't matter. The media calls him a deadbeat. He should just go have anchor babies in Las Vegas. He'd be fine.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, I'm asking listeners, what is your line in the sand? I should probably do a whole show about how have you been gored by the system. But really, all the feds do is act shocked that you don't like us blowing up Waco. You don't like Ruby Ridge. You don't like all the checkpoints for the NSA. Oh, we're not spying on you without warrants. Oh, we got caught. Of course we are. It's no big deal. Of course we secretly torture people. Of course we'll secretly disappear you. Of course we're setting up highway checkpoints. Of course we track everything you do. It's for your safety. It's for your safety. It's for your safety. No, it's not. It's to steal from us, to leverage our energy and our time and our money into this stinking world government whose aim is planetary evil, planetary dehumanization. And A lot of it is, there's a lot of stupid, lazy people in the world, but they're smart enough to be con artists, and they're smart enough to join with other con artists to set up scams and then protect those scams. And then they get greedy and decide to shut everything down because they want control of every sector of society. And we're now entering that decadent cycle. I want to go back to your phone calls. And I want to get into the Clintons, because I promised to do that in these new documents that have come out. And it's a 15-minute report they'll have tonight for the nightly news that Jakari Jackson and other reporters put together to deal with the Boston bombing and what really happened there. Maybe, you know, the name of the video should be The True Story of the Boston Bombing, special report or something. I don't know. But the issue is we dominated that last year and showed how it was a false flag. I want to counter it again this year. So we've got a four-minute intro to that report that will be on the nightly news tonight. We're going to play as well. So we'll do that, talk about the Clintons, and then go back to your phone calls for Alvin and others that have been patiently holding. Before I go any further, listen, this broadcast is really possible because of you. That's why when Clive and Bundy was thanking me on air, I was saying, no, thank the audience. And he understood that, we the people. We don't take your money at gunpoint. We're free association, free will here. If you believe in the information you're hearing, if it's helped you in life, if all the great guests we've had on and all the research and all the hardcore, no holds barred, no compromise, savage defense of freedom, if you like that, if you like funding a bunch of crazies, because, you know, in a world of madmen, you know, being sane is insane. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, quote George Orwell. If you feel as we feel, if you're on the same page with us, it is an imperative you spread the word about the broadcast, whether you listen on shortwave, internet, satellite, whatever, AM, FM, however you listen, spread the word about the free iPhone app, the free podcast. Support those local stations. Support their local sponsors. Become a sponsor locally. It is so important that we reach more people, and you've been doing that. That's why we're having a great effect. And even though as we get bigger, it puts me in more danger, my entire instinct, my entire spirit wants to go 110% up against the globalist. So please pray for us as well. But go to InfoWarsLife.com, get the nascent iodine, get the fluoride shield, the survival shield, the lung cleanse, the silver bullet, the ProPure systems that are up there with the G2 filters that are out, blows away the competition. We could sell the competition. We used to. Why? I'd make more money if I sold all the brands. I'm not. If there were other brands as good or almost as good, I would sell them. I sell this because in its class, there's nothing close to it. I sell some other more inexpensive units that are great as well, just don't compare. They're in a different class. The ProPure systems, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. And by the way, that 25% off on the Traveler is supposed to be done Saturday, so we need to go ahead and take that down. I got to be a man of my word. So I told them last week, get rid of it Friday night. Saturday morning, it's still up there. So I guess if you got 10 minutes, you can go order those if you want 25% off. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off across the board. That's how you fund this operation. We bring you the best quality products we can get, Made in America shirts at madein1776.com and other apparel. We bring you the very best quality we can at the very lowest price, ultra competitive, total Americana. If you don't bet on that, if you don't double down on us, you're crazy. We need your support now more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for all your support so I can try to pay my folks well and give them bonuses when they work so hard. And so I can have money to defend myself against spurious attacks and things that go on behind the scenes. And I don't worship money and status. But let me tell you, when you go through as much hell as I do, having a little bit of money in the bank, without it, it would seriously be hard to operate with the crap that goes on in my life. I'm just going to leave it at that. But God has blessed us with a war chest to be able to do a lot of great things. And I think we've been decent stewards of it. I pray every day to be a better steward. I pray to have the answers. I pray to know what to do. I try as hard as I can. I just want to beat these people. And I call it mid-air refueling. We need you to energize our coffers so we can get more reporters and fly in more places and do more and get the personnel we need. So InfoWarsStore.com. We got great books on Romans 13, all of it. It's hundreds of great books, hundreds of great films. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, that's enough of a big plug there. PrisonPlanet.tv, all of that, nightly news. Thank you all for your support. We couldn't have done it without you. Any of it. Thank you for your support. And you've got this commitment. I will attack the enemy. I will prosecute a war of truth against them. I will never surrender. I will never back down. And my heart loves God and loves justice. It doesn't mean I'm not, you know, worldly. It doesn't mean I'm perfect, folks. God knows me. But I am here and I am committed to do the best job I can. And I appreciate your prayers. I can feel them. Thank you so much. I love all of you out there. We couldn't have done this without you and our AM and FM affiliates out there. So many great people. And the fact that we've hit the barbed wire so more people can follow. And the fact that we've mainlined Liberty Message. We've broken the Clinton blockade. The globalist blockade. That's coming up after this special report. That's the intro to the 15, 16-minute piece that's going to air tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. Here is part of that report.
But again, the explosion, the main one there at the Marathon Sports, and then you can hear after that, Paula, it's just absolutely heartbreaking to see this.
It's been a year since the bomb attack at the Boston Marathon. InfoWars was pointing out the inconsistencies in the story from the very beginning.
Was there any fighting knowledge, though? Because according to BostonGlobe.com, they said they were doing drills this morning for the same exact thing that happened, according to BostonGlobe.com. Now, was you guys given any warning ahead of time of this taking place?
As I said earlier, there was no specific intelligence.
Oh, sir, why were loudspeakers telling people in the audience to be calm moments before the bomb went off? Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on the pants on the streets?
No.
And it wasn't just the Boston Globe who reported the drills.
There was dogs with their handlers going around sniffing for explosives, and we were told on a loud announcement that we shouldn't be concerned. This was just a drill. So maybe it was just a drill. But I've just never seen a drill like that.
The most show of force that a track coach has seen in a lifetime of marathons. This brings up questions of prior knowledge. And on the subject of prior knowledge, we found out that the CIA, FBI, and DHS knew of Tamerlan Tsarnaev before the bombing. Reports show that the older Tsarnaev had previously attended a workshop sponsored by the CIA. The word is also out that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security had been tipped to Tamerlan's visit to a radical mosque in Dagestan, a neighbor of Chechnya. The FBI felt that this was of little consequence and didn't consider him a threat. Also, the suspect's uncle Ruslan, who quickly distanced himself from his nephews, worked for USAID. As the article points out, the U.S. Agency for International Development is an agency used by the U.S. government to operate humanitarian NGOs instrumental in running color revolutions in former Soviet states. And he just so happened to be the relative of choice for state-run media. I understand that there must be several criminals and other people on U.S. databanks, especially with the DHS putting toddlers on the no-fly list. But if you have a suspect who the Russian government warned you about, attended CIA-backed workshops that the DHS was briefed on, and the FBI interviewed, why does the FBI need public assistance identifying the suspect? Not to mention how the feds reportedly called the Tsarnaev brothers after the bombing and before any other incidents.
Somebody out there knows these individuals as friends, neighbors, co-workers, or family members of the suspects. Though it may be difficult, the nation is counting on those with information to come forward and provide it to us.
Did you ask any of your co-workers their agent? Aside from stonewalling InfoWars reporter Dan Bedondi, Goon's got in his face for dare asking real questions.
Are both suspects seen planting these devices at the finish line of the Boston Marathon?
No. The only one who was observed planting what we believe to be the device is suspect number two with a white cap.
Let's talk about those photos.
Those bomb drills Monday morning. We got photographs on InfoWars.com, folks.
Next question, please.
Jahar's white or gray backpack with the black stripes is clearly not the black backpack with the white or gray stripes that exploded. In fact, the bags are the exact opposite.
The only official photos that should be officially relied upon in this investigation are those you see before you today.
So what's the possible explanation for these bizarro backpacks?
And you're carrying a backpack.
We have one here. This is a light color.
Like number two has.
Yeah.
And then it's easy enough for you to go ahead and take out the actual device that may house the weapon.
There's one theory. Doubt of the official story could easily have been squashed by releasing footage of the bomb being placed. Footage that even Governor Deval Patrick hasn't seen.
Well, the videotape is not something I've seen. It's been described to me. But it does seem to be pretty clear that this suspect took the backpack off, put it down.
All right, folks, that's part one, and there's two other big parts. But the reason the Russians, quote, warned the FBI, the Russians actually said, is this guy your agent? He's got a fake passport, a fake name. Why are you letting him come in and out of your country? Is he an Al-Qaeda operative for you? That's how you blow someone's cover instead of just killing them. The Russians have had a very hands-off stance towards these double and triple agents. And again, I'm not romanticizing the Russians. In the old days, though, the KGB would just kill somebody like that. Instead, I believe they were part of the drill. That's why the day it happened, they were out partying, didn't care. Then heard on the news, they were the guys that did it. Reporters were calling the FBI saying, well, what are you doing? I mean, this all came out, but really wasn't headline news. So they're calling the government and others going, we didn't do this. What in the world are you talking about? That's why I want to tell folks, don't go be part of drills if you're a police officer or even in the FBI. Because let me tell you something. The next wave, they're going to try to now say the cops can't be trusted so they can purge police. And if you're a libertarian or conservative cop or constitutionalist cop or something, and they try to get you to be part of drills like this, you're crazy. They'll go, look at Sergeant Ben Johnson, hypothetical name, John Doe. Why, he visited this website, and he was part of a shooting club, and he was a libertarian tea partier, and he blew up the daycare center. I mean, you can script this stuff up one side and down the other. There was a drill. It turns out they're connected to the government. The FBI lies and says, we've never heard of them, been, quote, tracking them for 3 years. I looked at these brothers. I've talked to their family, who's been willing to come on, hangs the phone up, calls back crying 30 minutes later saying, I was just threatened. I love my daughter. No, no, no. They told me they can do whatever they want. No, no, no. I mean, I live in a movie, folks. No, no, they just told me, you will get my daughter. This country, I'm Liam. I mean, it's not funny, folks. And see, no one would believe that or know that unless you had enjoyed, and I say that sarcastically, what I've enjoyed. And the government trying to ruin my family and trying to threaten people in my family until they have nothing to do with me. I mean, that's the type of nasty crud that goes on. I mean, I've gone through stuff Jim Garrison didn't go through. And I don't make a big deal out of it. The point is, I know who runs this government. They've got people that listen to your phone and then wait till the day something bad happens in the middle of some family disasters when they call. And they call up and say, oh, so your mom or dad's in the hospital? Good, I hope they die. And by the way, I saw a little dog on your back porch, and I'm going to cut its head off. This is who runs America. And you know what? Getting scared and going, well, I better not say anything. They'll get me. That's how they win. That's how these thugs win. They're illegitimate. They're a fraud. They're a joke. They're a scam. They're dishonorable. Bongino, former top Secret Service agent on the foreign operations of Obama. His family's been threatened. His office has been broken into. His car's been broken into. He's being threatened. He's being harassed. And he's not even giving out any of the secrets of Obama. They just want him to be scared. We got to get Bongino back on the show. I mean, are we just a total nation of cowards? You know, I was reading over these government documents that got released by the Clinton group. And they're so incredible that I don't know if I can give justice to them, but we're going to go to break and come back and cover them. And then I guess do some overdrive since I'm here saying I'll go to your phone calls because I want to get to everybody like Alvin that's been holding so long. But you read this, it's everything we already knew, but just confirms 3 years before Matt Drudge changed the world, is how Breitbart says it, and how news will be consumed. President Bill Clinton's White House feared the Internet was allowing average citizens, especially conservatives, to bypass legacy gatekeepers and access information that had previously been denied to them by the mainstream press. I want all my writers to write stories on this in the next week. I hardly ever tell them what to write about. They just write about whatever they think is interesting. But this is a directive, guys. Let's write about this because this ties into Media Matters. This ties into everything. WorldNet Daily and Breitbart have the best breakdown on it. But they say in here that this allows them to put stories out that then get into local media, that then get into the Washington Post, New York Times, and it goes into saying then they have congressional committees that start investigating their criminal activity. That's it. They want air superiority where no one can question them, where they can, you know, kill whoever they want in Arkansas, cut their arms and legs off, shoot them 9 times in the back of the head, and have the local paper announce it was a suicide.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm going to shoot a special report for the nightly news tonight, going over this memo, 331 pages, and then I'm going to air it tomorrow. But I'm going to get into it now as well, and then do overdrive to take your phone calls. WorldNet Daily has great coverage of it and the whole memo, the 28 pages that are heavily sanitized but are bad enough. And then Breitbart's also got it, ClintonLibrary.gov. And this is what they decided to release. I mean, it's got incredibly authoritarian quotes in here. Moreover, the Internet allows an extraordinary amount of unregulated data and information to be located in one area and available to all, the memo states. And it instructs what they call mainstream media with a list of people not to use and to call all alternative media conspiracy theories. And you wonder why. I mean, I wonder why the Austin American Statesman would call me when I caught bribery on tape and the legislature censured the legislator and admitted it was bribery. And the paper calls up and goes, why are you having conspiracy theories about this payment of money? And I said, it's admitted that it was illegal and wrong. And I caught it on video. No, it's a conspiracy theory. And when Nightline comes here, I go, no, these world leaders are calling for global government. And the State Department has its global governance division. Here, let me show you. Oh, that's a different world government they're talking about than you. You're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, here I have eco-science about depopulating the world and promoting homosexuality to reduce population. No, that's a conspiracy theory as well. And why are you anti-gay? I'm not anti-anybody. They say they do this for depopulation. They say they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. They say. But see, it's this reality management. And then I was reading the 28 pages of the 331-page memo. Boy, I love to see that. That the Clinton Libraries put out. And it's all about how they were going to shut down the new media and how they were going to control it. I mean, this is so authoritarian. And here's the deal. They've released this themselves. They just don't care. But what did Hillary say a year ago? She said they're losing the information war. And they are, because we have the moral high ground, folks. The military is training to take on the American people. That is treason. The military doesn't want to be part of it. If we give them moral support, they won't be part of it, even when the Clintons pull Oklahoma City Part 2. And look, I'm willing to risk my life to just put it all on the table here. And the good news is, I was the first person to talk about false flag terror on a large platform. I was the first person to cover all these issues and then to make it safe for the other alternative media to do it. But it doesn't matter, because what came first, chicken or the egg? I don't even want the credit. I'm giving you a testament to how our information has become mainline and how we're going to continue to gain traction. We are the real media. The Western Journalism Center, Joseph Farah, is listed in here. And others that then basically help set the stage for things like Drudge to come along. This happened 3 years before Drudge hit the scene. And again, that just shows how important people like Joseph Farah are. I want to get Joseph Farah on about this. I mean, imagine the Clintons 24-7 were fearing him, because he'd come out of the biggest newspapers in the country as a major editor and was going out to create the first independent journalism. Until 88, folks, there wasn't talk radio. It wasn't allowed in the so-called free country. Until the lawyer we've had on, Bruce Fein, got it changed at the FCC. He was the deputy head of it. See how you can change the world? We exist because of Bruce Fein. Drudge exists because of people like Farah. And now Drudge helps everybody else. We're all on the same team.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed
designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Waging war on corruption.